Did romance writer Felina Hopkins, who is now considered missing, get out of jail and run off to Hawaii? Let's get into it.
They say there's no good news.
So, for those of you who may not know who Felina Hopkins is, she's a successful romance writer who has a spicy, racy, raunchy, however you would like to describe it, series called the Cocker Brothers series, which has upwards of 20 some odd books, I believe. And she's also well known for trademarking the word cocky, which is an effort that went really wrong after she trademarked the word cocky, started going after other writers for using the word, received a lot of backlash, and eventually decided to back away from her trademark ownerships in like 2018. So fast forward to present day, and Felina Hopkins has been missing since January the 30th. This is the same day that she was released from Teton County Jail in Wyoming. So 3 days earlier, this 52-year-old author, she was arrested for allegedly leading police on a high-speed chase through a national park in Wyoming. So based on the media reports, what happened was a ranger attempted to approach her because she was parked in the middle of the road. So when the ranger turned on his lights, she took off. She's driving a red Kia Soul. And she led authorities on a 24-mile high-speed chase through the Grand Teton National Park, where she was reportedly at times going over 90 miles per hour. And the only way that this high-speed chase ended was that officers, based on the weather and just other conditions that were going on in the park, instead of them pursuing her vehicle to vehicle, what they did was they ended up putting out spike stripes to deflate her tires. So they put out the spike stripes, her Kia comes in contact with these stripes, deflates the tires, she continues on for a little ways down whatever road she's on, and she's eventually apprehended. So she spent 3 days in jail, and that left her facing charges that include things like stopping or parking on a roadway, fleeing and attempting to elude police, and driving in excess of the posted speed limit. And the local newspaper, the Jackson Hole News and Guide, reported that about an hour before this whole high-speed chase occurred, that Hopkins actually had another run-in with authorities. What happened in that case was that she had entered some closed down area of the park. And apparently while she was in this closed down area, which was south of the south entrance of Yellowstone, she got stuck. So her vehicle had to be pulled out by a snowplow, and she got a ticket for operating a non-over snow vehicle on an over snow route. And for those of you who this over snow thing is not in your vocabulary and you don't know what it means, because I certainly didn't, an over snow vehicle is something like a snowmobile or something to that effect, that's like a motorized machine that's designed primarily to travel on top of snow. So she gets this ticket for the over snow incident. Then she leads police on a high speed chase. She spends 3 days approximately in jail. On January the 30th, she's released and she goes missing. So fast forward to last Friday, February the 10th, and one of her friends reaches out to the Jackson Hole News and Guide, which again is the local newspaper in the area where she was arrested, to report that yes, this author is indeed still missing. It's almost 2 weeks later. So in court documents after Jackson was arrested or whatever, she listed her address as Jackson. 83001. She listed that as her address, but her friend confirmed that she stays primarily in Seattle, and park officials also were able to determine that she is a resident of Seattle. So now, within the past couple days, Lieutenant Russ Rushill of the Jackson Police Department revealed that they've discovered that the day that Hopkins went missing, the day that she was released from jail, she boarded a flight to Salt Lake City that same afternoon. And Rushell has contacted the Salt Lake City airport and officials there, and they confirmed that she did land in Utah. Now, she's apparently left her vehicle impounded in Jackson, Wyoming. She left her dog at an animal shelter in Jackson, Wyoming. And once she got to Salt Lake City, she went to a Verizon store and bought a new phone. So according to Big Island Now newspaper, Lieutenant Rushell said that this is the part where the trail gets, quote, really fuzzy and kind of weird, because pings from this phone that Hopkins got led officials to believe that she's on Kauai in Hawaii. So at first, authorities didn't really believe the indications that she was on Kauai, because the first ping that they received from the phone was like 400 meters offshore in the water. So they were like, no, probably not. But then on Tuesday, so that's Valentine's Day, February the 14th, the phone pinged multiple times between Wailu and Kapa. And then it was pinging near a Walmart in Lihue. So this is more indication that Hopkins is on Kauai. Not to mention that Lieutenant Rushell has told the media that they have gotten 12 hours worth of data from this cell phone, suggesting further that she is on the island. And the lieutenant also reported that on Tuesday, a police officer tried to contact the phone. So the police officer called, left a message, and then after that, the phone was shut off. Which, this cell phone aspect is really bizarre, because if all of your family and friends and everybody who seems to know you believe that you're missing and they are looking for you, then who is it that you're communicating with on this cell phone? But nonetheless, given what authorities consider erratic behavior, Hopkins is now considered a potentially endangered missing person. And she's also listed on the Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigations missing persons list. They describe her as a white female, approximately 5'7", weighing 135 pounds, with green eyes and blonde hair. She has an infinity symbol on her left wrist, and she has the words "follow all instincts" on her right wrist. She has a lion face on her left shoulder and a hummingbird on her right ankle. So Hopkins is due for an arraignment for the charges that she got in the park in Wyoming on February 28th at 10 o'clock. Whether she will make that appearance or not remains to be seen. But as she is a missing person, there is a call from authorities for anyone with information or anyone who has had contact with her to contact the Jackson Police at 307-733-1430, or to contact the Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigation. That number is 307-777-7181. And that is what's known up until this point about the mysterious case of the missing Phelena Hopkins. Well, that will do it for me. I am Misha Anai, aka No Good Writer. If you enjoyed that podcast, please subscribe wherever you like to listen to your podcast. And please also share. If you would like to show some love, the Cash App and PayPal details are wherever you clicked into this podcast. Any and every single thing is, as always, very much appreciated. Until next time, peace.